Hello. The topic of this podcast is distinguishing the difference between the initial certification examination and the recertification examination, or the certification in infection control examination, with the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology. My name is Ann Krolikowski, Executive Director of CIVIC, and I am joined by Pam Ronai, Senior Program Manager for CIVIC. To begin, we will cover the initial certification examination, and then we will move to the recertification examination. In closing, we will discuss the differences between the two. First-time candidates for initial certification are required to take the initial certification examination. The initial certification examination is a 150-question multiple-choice exam given at specified testing centers throughout the U.S., Canada, and around the world. Of the 150 questions on the exam, only 135 are scored, and the remaining 15 are unscored pre-test questions. Candidates receive their scores immediately and can begin using the CIC designation right away upon passing the examination. Pam, can you share a little about how the exam is constructed?
The current infection control certification examination is based on a content outline developed from the practice analysis completed in 2014. The content outline is presented on the CIVIC website in its entirety at www.cbic.org. The number of questions in each content area of the exam is provided next to each major content heading. In addition to the 135 items, or questions, used to compute candidate scores, all examination forms include 15 unscored pretest items interspersed throughout the examination. The purpose of the unscored items is to pretest questions before including them in the exam forms. It helps CIVIC and the testing agency to weed out bad questions. All items are also classified by the cognitive level that is expected of the candidates. Among the 135 scored items, approximately 20% require recall of information, 60% require application of knowledge, and 20% require analysis of a situation.
Thanks for that explanation. Now we are going to talk a little about the actual process of sitting for the exam. The initial certification examination is given by computer at a testing center. Candidates do not need a lot of computer experience or typing skills to take the examination. On the day of the examination, candidates should report to the testing center no later than 30 minutes before their scheduled examination time. To be allowed to enter the testing center, candidates must present one valid government-issued ID with your signature and a recognizable photograph. This can be a driver's license, passport, or other federal or military ID. Employment ID cards, student ID cards, or any type of temporary identification are not acceptable as forms of identification. You must have proper identification to gain admission to the assessment center. Failure to provide appropriate identification at the time of the examination is considered a missed appointment, and there will be no refund of the examination fee.
After your identification has been confirmed, you would be directed to a cubicle where you will be instructed on screen to enter your examination ID number. You will be instructed on how to take your photograph, which will remain on screen throughout the examination session. This photograph will also print on your score report. Prior to attempting the examination, you will be given the opportunity to practice answering questions on the computer to familiarize yourself with the testing software. The time used for this 30-minute tutorial is not counted as part of the examination time or towards your score. When you are comfortable with the computer testing process, you may quit the practice session and begin the timed examination. You will have 3 hours to complete your examination. The examination will terminate if testing exceeds the time allowed. If you experience any problems at the testing center related to noise, the temperature of the room, or the computer, please notify the proctor immediately. If these issues are not resolved, please contact the CIVIC office after your examination at info@civic.org.
Changes in federal regulations, accrediting standards, healthcare products, and patient care practices occur frequently. CIVIC performs a practice analysis every 4 to 5 years in order to capture the impact of these changes on the profession. Correspondingly, 5 years was chosen as the certification renewal period in order to assess the competency of the certificant given these changes. Candidates for recertification can only recertify via the recertification examination. To maintain their CIC designation, the Certified Infection Prevention and Control Professional must recertify in the fifth year of their certification. For example, if you took the initial certification in June 2015, in order to maintain your certification, you must recertify by the end of 2020. If you do not pass the recertification examination, you may then take the proctored examination at the Prometric Testing Center to recertify. All currently certified infection prevention and control professionals are eligible for recertification during the year that their current certification is due to expire. The recertification examination is a 150-question, multiple-choice, computer-based examination designed to assess the knowledge of professionals in infection prevention and control and epidemiology. The recertification examination questions have been developed by the Civic Test Committee specifically for the purposes of the recertification examination. Like the initial certification exam, the recertification exam questions are based on the most current civic practice analysis, and the content outline used is identical to that used for the initial certification examination. The questions developed are held to the same standards as are used for the initial certification examination. Unlike the initial certification examination, the recertification examination has no time limit, provided it is completed by 11:59 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, which is 6:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on December 31st of the year in which certification expires. Candidates taking the recertification examination can log into and out of the exam site repeatedly and are able to research the answers to the questions prior to submitting their responses. The purpose or goal of the recertification examination is to demonstrate continued knowledge mastery in the field of infection prevention and control. Certified professionals who do not recertify before the current certification period expires will lose their CIC designation as of December 31st of the last year of their current certification period and are prohibited from using the CIC designation. They must reapply for the initial certification examination and successfully pass this exam before they can use the CIC designation again. If you do not successfully pass the recertification examination and continue to use the CIC designation, you will be subject to sanctions. Candidates who elect not to recertify or who do not successfully recertify are prohibited from using the CIC designation.
Candidates who do not pass the initial certification examination or the recertification examination must submit a new application, including appropriate documentation and fees, and be determined eligible to retake the initial certification examination. If a candidate fails the recertification examination and applies for the initial certification examination within the last year of certification, they are automatically deemed eligible for the initial certification exam and do not have to meet the eligibility requirements. However, candidates who let their certification lapse will have to meet the eligibility requirements if they wish to be certified again. There is a mandatory waiting period of 90 days between the initial certification exam and the next attempt. An individual may retake the initial certification exam a maximum of 4 times per year or once every 90 days. Recertifying candidates who do not pass the recertification examination cannot apply to retake the recertification exam, but can apply to recertify by the proctored certification examination at a Prometric Testing Center. Please review the eligibility requirements before submitting a new application and fee.
To summarize, within 7 business days of an accepted application submission for both the initial certification examination and the recertification examination, you will receive an email from Civic, and the application processes for both go through Civic. The initial certification examination is proctored, and the candidate is only allowed 3 hours to take it, whereas the recertification examination is completed at the candidate's pace, and the certificate has until December 31st at 11:59 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time or 6:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to complete it. However, we strongly recommend submitting your examination no later than December 30th to be sure that everything is submitted successfully and on time. The recertification examination is only able to be taken for recertification, and the initial certification examination may only be taken by recertifiers. An exception is made if a recertification candidate fails the recertification examination. We hope this explanation of the differences between the initial certification examination and the recertification examination was helpful. Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was recorded on January 15, 2016. All of the information presented today can be found on the Civic website at www.cbic.org.